النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. He was the divinely appointed trustee. He was the divinely appointed rightful successor, and he was the divinely appointed Khalifatullah for the Muslims. We find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the only representative at the forefront of the opposition to the rule of the corrupt Abbasid caliphs. He was one of the prominent leaders of the Muslim Ummah who struggled against tyranny and oppression. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam took a brave and unwavering position against the tyrannical kings of his age. He did not associate with any of them. Rather, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam preferred to stay away from these tyrannical kings. And therefore, these kings held grudges and an enmity against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and they inflicted him with severity and violence, ultimately leading to the martyrdom of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jamaatul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. There is an interesting conversation between Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and Ali bin Mahziyar. So here we find that Ali bin Mahziyar, he asks Imam Hadi alayhi salam this question about people traveling in the desert and prayer time. Now, as we had said in some of the previous programs, in the era of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the Abbasid Empire had increased the lands of the Islamic world of that time to great new heights. Vast areas were under the control of Muslims, whether it was North Africa to the Far East, to West Asia, as well as the borders of the European continent. And so what happens was that there was a lot of traveling happening in this era. People were going from one side of the Muslim world to the other side of the Muslim world, and also at the same time they were trading with the other parts of the world. And so these great caravans were something that was very commonly seen. Now, with this context in mind, we find that Ali bin Mahziyar, he asks Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, if someone is in a desert and the time of obligatory prayers, the wajib prayers, salah, namaz, comes around, and one cannot get out of the desert before the time of the prayer passes by and becomes qadha, what should one do with their prayer, especially when taking into consideration that offering the prayers in the desert is forbidden? Here, this kind of shows you the knowledge of this companion by the name of Ali bin Mahziyar, and how they know certain rulings, and these are kind of rulings upon those rulings that they're asking Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam about. So these aren't individuals that are, I guess common people, if you want to say. They are pretty much the scholars of Islam at that time. And so Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he says that you can offer the prayers in the desert, but you should avoid roads. Of course, in a situation where the time of the prayer is passing by and is becoming qadha, you should read the prayers even if it is in the desert, but avoid roads. Now, it is interesting, it is makruh, it is disliked, and it is not recommended to offer prayers in the middle of roads, whether they are busy with people or empty. And if one troubles passers-by when offering their prayer in the middle of the road, their prayer becomes unlawful in that case. So, you know, again, in this conversation, we learn so many things. One, that the companions of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam were not just normal individuals, they were scholars, they were learned. And not only were they scholars, but the questions they asked were very precise questions. And here we find how Islam has made it makruh to offer prayers in an instance where it causes discomfort or it causes trouble to other people. Very interesting aspects about Islam that we are taught by the immaculate and infallible Imams, alayhimu salam. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.ir,
/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.